up live, you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free. In fact, you can create the content there. If you find something online that you think's interesting, you can submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com, and then other listeners can vote as to whether or not they like or dislike what it is that you've suggested. You get to vote on things as well. The most voted up, make it to the front page and the top of the site over, once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian here.
JJ.
And Mark.
And joining us special by phone from the local spiritual retreat, also known as the Cheshire Department of Corrections or the House of Corrections, is our friend Derek J., who used to co-host on Tuesday nights and unfortunately is probably not going to be sitting in the co-host chair for the near future because you're behind bars for at least 75 days, probably about 70 days remain of that 75 at this point. Derek J., welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Hi, everyone. Yeah, it's good to be back.
Hello, Derek.
I walked into the House of Corrections on Monday shortly after 4:20, and I've been treated well by everyone here. But as a small correction, Ian, my sentence is currently just 50 days. The 25 that you anticipated adding is because of the Live Free or Dance party, and that sentence has not yet been imposed. So I'm going to cross my fingers that Judge Burke will accept 124 hours of community service instead of the $1,240 fine.
Okay. So
that's my goal right now, is to file a motion to change that.
Got it. So you were found guilty of the dance party situation, which was actually your first, well, not your first arrest, but it was the first arrest in the current sentence that you're serving in jail.
That's right.
And so basically they haven't, for whatever reason, imposed that fine on you yet, even though I thought it was part of the plea deal. Apparently it was not.
I thought it was part of the plea deal also, but for whatever reason, no, it wasn't brought before the court the day of the plea deal. It had been remanded back to district court. All of this court stuff is really unfamiliar to me, but I'm just going to cross my fingers, hope for the best, and be really friendly with with the judges and everything. But using history as a guide, my educated guess is that the sentence of 180 days plus $1,240 fine, all but the fine suspended, will be imposed. So,
however, as you're pointing out, you're going to try to get the fine not imposed as far as money. You're trying to maybe get it done as a community service thing. And here in New Hampshire, it's $10 an hour is credited off of the fine for each hour of community service that you do. And, you know, normally community service is acceptable. What they'll typically ask of you is that you fill out some sort of financial affidavit, unless the court knows who you are, in which case they may just make a decision based on their knowledge about you. So it's certainly possible you could end up getting the community service thing, but then obviously you'd probably have to stick around in Keene for a little while prior to doing your next activism stint, which I think is pretty exciting. Will you tell our listeners what you've got planned once you get outside the cage?
Well, sure. I'm really excited about this activism trip that's going to be coming up as soon as I'm out of here. Whether it's the 50 days or 75, it's when I'm out of here, I'll be traveling across the continent in search of the most exciting activism happening on this continent. So I want to know, I know there are some really cool things happening in Orlando and Austin, Texas, and over in California, with some people feeding homeless people, even though it's against the law, and they get arrested for it. I think that's really exciting. So I want to be behind the camera covering other people's activism. I'm done risking my butt for a little while.
And, totally understood.
And then I'll be back.
You can only handle doing so much civil disobedience because after a while it really starts to stack up on you, as you found out, unfortunately, without really realizing you've gotten in over your head, and that's just tends to be what can happen. In fact, speaking of your Freeman in Exile activism tour, I made a post because I found that you had created a WePay page, or somebody in your name did. I think you did it before you went into jail. to
shortly before I left,
to raise some money here, and I came across that by chance, and I reposted it over at freekeen.com. So if folks listening are fans of Derek and would like to help him support his activism and his plan to go on tour, I mean, essentially, are you going to team up with Pete Nademo from libertyontour.com and kind of ride the coattails of their brand?
Well, I don't want to give too much away, but I'll be teaming up with lots of different Shire activists and activists from afar in certain key cities. So we'll be teaming up to do some really exciting activism in places like New York City and Orlando. So look forward to, yes, I'll be teaming up with Pete Nademo. I'll also be teaming up with Michelle Seven and some other really great activists whom I have yet to meet. So...
Well, my point was, and I know we discussed this before you went into jail, Pete Nademo kind of have done this same thing before, where they toured around the country in an RV, MARV, the Mobile Authority Resistance Vehicle, and they met up with a bunch of activists in different places and got kind of a feel for what the activism scenes were like in other areas of the country. And it sounds like you're kind of doing the same thing. You are going to be, I think, you're going to be busing it, right? You're going to, like, hit the Greyhound bus and do other ways of getting
That's
around.
That's right. I'm going to be using Agorist taxi cabs as much as humanly possible, but when it's not possible, yeah, I'll be taking a Greyhound. And my goal is really just to shine a light on the activism that is happening all around. You know, good people disobey bad laws is my view, so
you've
I
want to
highlight that happening.
You've got a little meter here on your WePay page about what you're trying to raise. You're looking to raise $2,000 to help fund your tour around the country. Obviously, you've got to keep food in your belly. You've got to be able to pay for those bus tickets or pay the Agorist taxi cab drivers. So you asked for $2,000. There are already three contributors, including myself, that have gotten you up to 260. So you're already over 10% of the way there, about 13% of the way there. And I wanted to make sure that our listeners knew about this. So the easiest way to get to this page is to go to freekeen.com. Scroll down to you see Derek's smiling face there with the sunglasses. The article says, Help Fund Derek J's Freeman in Exile Activism Tour. And there's a link to his WePay page there. So if you want to throw a few bucks in, or more than a few, in my case, to help Derek get out there once he gets out of jail, I think that would be much appreciated. Because how cool would it be that you get out of jail and your next step in activism has been completely funded? I think that would be pretty great.
That would be huge. I would love to hit the ground running as soon as I'm out of here. I'm certainly waiting long enough to do my next exciting activism. But I love you. I love the listeners of the show. And I want to thank everyone for their support along this journey. And the journey's just beginning.
Absolutely.
There's a lot more to be covered.
Now, JJ's here with us tonight, as he is on every Thursday night. He's the producer, as you know, of Freekeen TV. I'm not the only one who's posted about you over at freekeen.com. I know that you featured Derek J's, I think his farewell video.
That's
on
right.
Freekeen TV.
Yeah,
this
I did
week.
A little, just slightly editing to it for a certain spots and time, whatever. But then I also had an editorial that I read. You know, that Derek, I kind of like was reading you the editorial that Johnny was going to read. Well, Johnny couldn't make the show, so I ended up sitting in and I ended up reading it myself. So it was pretty, it's fun.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, because I
well,
kind of. Yeah.
I did get to have a beautiful preview of that, JJ. So, yeah, thank you, and congratulations with the show. We are watching it here at the House of Corrections every
Excellent.
Monday.
So, yeah. I was wondering if they were tuning in. I was wondering if they were still doing that since I had left, because when I was there last year for 58 days, I had started watching that on as soon as I got my hands on a radio, because you need to have a little personal radio to be able to listen to the TVs in there, because they don't actually turn the volume up. You have to get it over a radio broadcast, and as soon as I got my radio, I is scheduled, you know, for 7 o'clock for people to watch Freekeen TV. It was actually the first time I'd ever seen Freekeen TV live on television, because normally I'd watch on YouTube, and so it was a pretty cool experience. And I'm glad to hear that they're still doing that. So you didn't have to ask them to do that; they were already doing it.
No, in here, I wasn't able to watch it this week because I was still in isolation, but
right.
I was talking about it with some of the guards as soon as I got out.
Great.
And yes, they are watching and they are following freekeen.com, and some of the people in here already knew who I was and that they had seen me on TV. So
Derek, can you stick with us for just a few more? Can you stick with us for a few more questions?
My pleasure.
Right.
Yes, certainly.
Hang on. I know he's got nothing but time there. So more coming up here in a moment.
Call
855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand.
You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there completely free. Once again, freetalklive.com. And some of those features include the bulletin board system. You can go interact with other Free Talk Live listeners over at bbs.freetalklive.com. And like the rest of our site, it costs you nothing. bbs.freetalklive.com.
If you're thinking about starting a business, here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that could wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all kinds of legal documents, patents, wills, trademarks, whatever you need, whatever common legal documents you need for day-to-day life, they've got them. Now, they're not lawyers, but they were started by a lawyer. You can use coupon code FTL to save $10 off your order. It's LegalZoom.com. It's coupon code FTL, LegalZoom.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here with Derek J. He is calling us from jail at the Cheshire County Department of Corrections. You can actually write to Derek using a great service called Mail to Jail. You can go to mailtojail.com, and you'll see Derek there, as well as our friend Bo Davis, who has been put into a jail cell as well. Bo has not yet been classified, so he is unable to be visited. He certainly can't be calling us as well. But Bo's in there for the dastardly crime of allegedly selling some cannabis to somebody.
Yeah, and trumped up charges as well.
That's true. They trumped up some charges on him, and he ended up getting pretty frightened of what the potential was, because he was looking at multiple felonies for drug distribution. Ended up taking the plea deal and is going to serve a 45-day sentence with 30 days good time if he gets good time. So right now we've actually got three activist friends. There's another guy in there named Josh who I went and visited today. Three of our activist friends are currently sitting in a jail cell. And I'd like to point out that when Kelly Voluntarius from freekeen.com and I went up to see you today, Derek, as well as Josh, we were standing there waiting because they open up the visitation at 6 p.m. Here in Cheshire County, and so there's always a line because, like, you know, most people get out of work at 5, so they go and they visit their loved ones in the evening, so it's usually pretty busy visiting time, so we knew to get there early, and even though we had gotten there at 5:30, there was still a line of people there. And so, of course, we're talking with some of the other victims of this insane system just to see, you know, what's their story? What are they there for? What are their boyfriends there for? It was all, you know, women visiting their boyfriends or husbands. And there were three groups of people. There were two of them were there because their husband slash boyfriend had driven while on a suspended license. And
that's a popular one in here.
It sure
is. I've been shocked to learn that driving without a license can land you some time in here.
It was a shocker for me, too, when I was in there as well. And not just some time, but one of them is in there for over a year.
Wow.
For driving with a license suspended. And then the other guy that was there for driving with a license suspended as well in a fairly lengthy term, like a six-month term or something like that. And then the other guy was in there for a violation of probation for a drug test. So he was smoking pot on the outside, got a VOP, and now is back in for six more months.
And there are other people who have just committed the dastardly crime of drinking a beer while being aged 20 instead of 21.
Yep.
And, you know, can you imagine the officers who are arresting these people were probably drinking at age 18 or younger themselves.
Yeah, beer drinking, pot smoking, and car driving.
So it sounds like you've been
jail for.
It sounds like you've met some of the characters there in our block already, and have heard some of their stories. Have you come across any violent prisoners? Any dangerous people?
No, only one. Everyone here has been very friendly and very nice, and no people who I've met have created any victims. There's only been one that I've come across, and he really doesn't seem like too terrible of a guy, honestly.
What did he do? Usually if someone's in there for creating a victim in their crime, it's usually tangentially connected to the war on drugs. So like somebody who might have broken into a house and stolen something to get money for heroin or something like that. That was my experience, is that anybody who was in there for a theft charge or something like that was always trying to get money for drugs. What was the one guy?
This one seems to be a simple assault that the person wasn't actually hurt. So it's pretty confusing. I can't say I know the ins and outs of the case, but assault is does include a victim, so that's why I'm including it. But all the rest are really there's no one involved. Yeah, there's driving and people using drugs, which
drugs
I feel like people
three,
should be free to do.
The three biggies that I was in there were driving, drugs, and violation of probation. Which, of course, VOP is for a bunch of piddly crap every single time.
Like, surely they can figure out some way. I mean, I understand if somebody keeps on driving drunk or something like that, you've got to do something about it. But surely they can figure out something better than forcing everyone to pay to house
so
this person.
Crazy.
And making them a burden on society rather than productive simply for wanting to drive to work.
There is one story that was shocking to me that I have to share with your listeners. It's that a person who is addicted to a certain substance stole from a convenience store a $3 item, and so he had a probation imposed, which said that he wasn't allowed to drink any alcohol. About a year later, he was found blacked out because he had mixed one beer with a prescription drug, which he was taking. And so he had blacked out, and the police woke him up. And so he has been sentenced to 11 months for the crime of drinking that one beer.
Wow.
And stealing a $3 item. I don't think any reasonable person wants to pay for the incarceration of
No, it's 100-something bucks a day. Taxpayers
no,
are paying.
Is it moral. And it's just terrible. And so these people are real people who deserve to be free. And I think that people who are listening need to pay attention to how many people are in prisons for victimless crime.
I agree. And this is one of the things that, you know, it hits home for everybody who's an activist anytime they're in jail. I mean, we already knew these things before going in. You kind of know it because you hear the stories. But when you're on the inside and you're talking to these guys, that's when it really starts to hit home. Wow,
the beer drinkers, the pot smokers, and the car drivers.
And a lot of these guys, you watch them when they go to the visitations. Like, you can walk by when the visitations are happening. There's just guys walking by. They're walking laps and things like that in the background. So you can kind of look and see who's visiting who. And almost every time, it's some girl with a baby, you know. And so these guys have kids on the outside that they're not able to work to support because they're sitting in a jail cell for absolutely no reason. It's
right.
So tragic.
So it's not a person that they're putting on the dole, making the public pay for. It's a family.
Right.
Yeah. Just to collect that revenue and to keep perpetuating the system of building bigger prisons and employing more prison wardens. And
if they let these guys...
A real lack of answers. I mean, really, that's what it comes down to. This is the best you've got for answers.
It's terrible.
No, I think that there's an actual part of the culture that enjoys having lots of prisons, lots of state workers, lots of... I mean, it's jobs. They've built a bigger prison. There's more people employed. They look
they
at
sure
that
are.
As a benefit to the community.
Well, if you turned everybody in that jail, and any jail, by the way, this isn't just a Cheshire County, New Hampshire thing. This is everywhere. These people, these jails are full of people who've never hurt anyone else. But if you turned all the guys loose who never actually created a victim in that jail, there would be more guards than there would actually be prisoners there.
There sure would.
Derek J., thanks for calling in tonight. Really appreciate hearing from you. And, of course, you've got the studio hotline number. Call us anytime you've got something to say, a story you want to tell. We're always here for you, man.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks, man. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Right. Derek J. calling from the Keen Spiritual Retreat. More Free Talk Live coming up in moments.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant, and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Toll-free number 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features. They are waiting for you there, and they're free. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
And JJ is here with us courtesy of what he's been up to as far as in the activism world and the business world. He's the producer of Freekeen TV, which is going on at tv.freekeen.com. That's where you can see the episodes. You can also donate to the chip-in fund that's going on there to help improve Freekeen TV. It's already, I think, a very professional operation. It's been going on for about a year at this point. And it's you know, how many other liberty-minded television news broadcasts are there out there? I don't know of any of them. So you can help out JJ with his efforts there at tv.freekeen.com. Plus, you're also doing some video work as well.
That's
for
right.
Professional.
Yes, more along the lines of just trying to fund activism outside of doing activism, also doing more professional type. If you want, you know, video advertising done, you want an intro to some video series that you're doing or some graphic animation toward, you know, that sort of stuff, I can certainly help you out. So Starfall Media on YouTube.
So look for Starfall Media on YouTube. Search for that on YouTube.
Yes.
It'll come up.
Yes, that's the name of the, I guess, YouTube. It's not the name of the channel. The channel is JJSCHLESS, but I don't expect everybody to remember that. So I put Starfall Media.
Good. good thinking. So look for Starfall Media on YouTube, and that is Starfall as one word?
Yes.
Okay. And you'll get more JJ that way. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here tonight.
You know, metals, it's been a couple of days of prices dropping amongst metals. For a lot of people, they see that as buying opportunities. Whether you're looking for gold or silver, you can go to gold.freetalklive.com. It's a great way to get in your hands precious metals. We've teamed up with Midas Resources to bring you some of the best rates you're going to get on hand-picked gold and silver pieces and coins. Go to gold.freetalklive.com. When you buy gold and silver from gold.freetalklive.com, you're helping Free Talk Live. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we continue taking your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. Coming up, disturbing news about the surveillance state. JJ will share that with us, and the FBI getting into places you might not expect them. Plus, Mark with a really strange story about child pornography, and apparently it's legal. We'll explain what that means here. And in one way, you'll tell us more about that, Mark.
Strange stuff.
But let's go to, and this is a court decision you'll be telling us about. But first, we go to the phones and to the fun. Take your thoughts about whatever's on your mind. Jared is in Michigan on the Amp Lines. Hey, Jared.
Hey, guys. I haven't spoken to you in a while. I was listening to the podcast. I've been catching up slowly. And a few weeks ago or so, I don't remember if it was you, Ian, or if it was Mark who asked about how come cops will get fired for something like mowing the lawn and their Speedos or their underwear, but, you know, if they tase someone or beat someone, you know, they usually don't get fired.
Mm-hmm. I'd certainly love to know that.
From my experience, I mean, I work in the police world, and I find that if you do something that embarrasses the state or threatens the legitimacy, I guess you could say, of the institution itself, you're going to be thrown under the bus.
But doesn't violence towards, I mean, you know, police brutality, doesn't that threaten the legitimacy of the police department? I mean, if policing agencies have one problem currently, as far as public relations goes, it basically is about kicking the dog crap out of people that they arrest for no good reason because people are seeing it on cell phones and that kind of thing.
Oh, yes, Mark, I would agree with you, but that's using logic. Unfortunately, everybody doesn't use logic.
Oh, no.
Well, right. I mean, violence isn't embarrassing to the state. That's what, you know, they expect, right? That's what we expect from the state. That's their number one tool that they use. So I guess they're not embarrassed by, crushing people's heads into the pavement and destroying people's lives. That doesn't embarrass them. That's what they're expected to do. But catch a guy mowing his lawn in his underwear and it's the end of the world.
I mean, unfortunately, there are PDs out there that are like that. I mean, you know, for someone like me where I don't agree with that stuff, and I'm definitely not that way. I just do my best to not associate with those types of people. And, you know, if they go out for dinner at midnight or whatever and they want to tell their stories, I just either don't go to that same restaurant or I just don't take part in that, you know, talk.
So are you a law enforcement officer?
Yes.
And you're working in Michigan somewhere?
Yes.
How many years have you been a Leo?
About 7.
7 years. So, are you a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition?
No, and that brings up another topic, too, that I was thinking about. It comes to leave, it comes to oath keepers. I think they are great concepts, but at the same time, just signing up for things like that, you're just sticking your neck out on the line.
Sure.
I mean, just ask Brad. I mean, I think that there's better ways to go about things of that nature without publicly displaying it on the, you know, web for the world to see.
What are some of the better ways?
I think that would just mean problems.
Tell us some of the better ways.
Officer discretion, things like that.
But doesn't, I mean, you know, so if...
That's the better way to keep your job, right?
Agreed.
Like, that's what you're concerned about.
But I just
about.
Wonder whether officer discretion, like LEAP and, you know, Oath Keepers, these are evangelical organizations in the sense that they're trying to get people on board. They're creating this, you know, positive peer pressure kind of situation, whereas using officer discretion probably doesn't do any of that, right? I mean, like, it's going to be helpful for the individual. Now, there's an argument to be had that if you go and join LEAP, outwardly, like Brad Jardis did here in New Hampshire, that he had one of the highest drug arrests on the police force while he disagreed with it at one time. And that's why he was able to keep his job, was because he had one of the highest arrest records while he disagreed with the law. So, I mean, I guess one could say that, you know, using discretion probably allows one to, you know, be more kind to an individual, be, you know, do what's right in an individual basis. But kind of these organizations make it easier to put positive peer pressure on, you know, law enforcement.
Well, they do have a way, Mark, to join LEAP as an anonymous job. Like, you don't have to be out front.
I like the idea of...
But what does that really do in the long run? I mean, sign off in secret, I suppose.
No, there is some good to it. I think that, while I don't agree with all that LEAP stands for or whatever, I think the idea of shaping the culture, changing the dialogue of, you know, just common American, you know, understanding, and that if more and more police officers sign up for it publicly and then display their beliefs, and more people find that acceptable, then it'll just, you know, it'll be just a tide change over time as more people come to the same sort of outward, you know, understanding. Instead of being afraid to express that, I feel like putting peaceful people in cages is wrong. Instead of being afraid to do that, it'll be a more of a mainstream thing, and then it'll just happen faster.
That's the idea, but you've got to have the first people.
I think a paradigm shift would happen eventually. I mean, it's... I think everyone has their limit on certain things. People draw their lines. I mean, for me personally, there's things that I would never do. I would walk away from the job, such as, you know, taking away people's guns and things like that. I would draw the line on that for me. And unfortunately, as you guys bring up, and you'll have callers who will argue until they're blue in the face, but there are many people who, if they said, you know, bulldoze Mark's house down, yes, sir, they just don't care. I mean, I don't know what the limit would be for them.
But to go back to what JJ was saying about creating that critical mass of opinion within law enforcement about ending the insane war on drugs or changing other policies, you've got to have those first few who will step out, who will stick their neck out.
Right.
There have to be those few in order for there to be others to follow, in order for others to feel safer about it. What do you think would happen if you did? Like, what do you expect the police chief in your department would do if he found out that you'd become a speaker of law enforcement against prohibition?
I don't think that would really go well. They generally find a way to associate your personal conduct with the job, and they'll use that as a reason to either punish you or get rid of you. So
you expect you would be punished by perhaps no overtime, maybe move to the overnight shift, something like
fired.
That?
Who knows? I mean, yeah, you never know. It's like you say, Ian, you know, if you pull out a camera on a cop or something, some just say, hey, what's up? And others may scream at you to put away.
We're coming up.
Rising gas prices taking a bite out of your travel budget? Here's something to chew on. You can get more mileage from your travel dollar by staying at America's Best Value Inn, where you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and HBO at over 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join our free value club for room discounts, upgrades, and other instant rewards. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Yum. In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid, proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number here is 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features you will find are free for you. Unlike those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their site. We do it free. You can enjoy over at freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy it enough, you can support the show. If you want, you can shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. There are links to Amazon there, different Amazons for different countries. You pick the one that's right for you, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Amazon US, and then get your shopping done. Get the stuff that you're looking for and get a great deal. I got something really unusual at Amazon recently. It's a satellite finder, like a digital satellite finder thing, because I've got a satellite dish, and they can be a real pain to aim those things.
Sure are.
So I actually got one that makes it so I can see a video readout of the signal strength and everything. Like it's a fancy one. It was only like $100. So you can go to shop.freetalklive.com. They got so much there. They even got groceries at Amazon. Really, if you're looking for it, they probably have it, and they probably have it at the best price you'll find online. So if you enter through shop.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. And not only are you getting your shopping done, you're also helping Free Talk Live at the same time. So once again, shop.freetalklive.com. As we go back to the phones, and I think we still have Jared with us listening in Michigan, law enforcement officer working for 7 years. And we're discussing the fear that that surrounds the idea of being a law enforcement officer and actually coming out publicly in favor of an idea like, say, ending the insane war on drugs. And as you know, Jared, our friend Brad Jardis, who hosts on Monday nights occasionally on this program, was a cop for 10 or 11 years. He came out against the war on drugs. It took him a few years, but eventually they did try to get him fired. They were unsuccessful at firing him because he had a bunch of activists come out and support him at his termination hearing, which normally would have been private, but he insisted that it be public, because usually when it comes to governmental activities, personnel matters are considered off the record, or they're not, you know, public matters. But if the person who's in question...
Dad's a very sharp guy.
Yeah, he absolutely is.
Yes.
and you know, he managed to keep his job. But after he successfully won, you know, as far as keeping his job, he ended up quitting the job just because he couldn't deal with working in that sort of an environment anymore. And so now we're kind of addressing the same question with you, and you're saying the reason why you wouldn't want to come out as a member of law enforcement against prohibition is because they would punish you. They would come after benefits at work. They would perhaps even fire you. And I believe you that that's a realistic fear, and it's sad, I think.
Well, I should have prefaced this earlier. I agree with you guys on a lot of things. I don't necessarily have the same view that you guys have. I mean, I would like to think of myself as a small government guy. I'm not really on board with the idea of no government at all.
I don't know what's best. I wouldn't, Jared, what's best in that arena and what isn't. But to me, you know, what I think is that if somebody doesn't want to pay for some particular government program, that they should be able to opt out. You know, if they live in a particular geographic area and say they don't want to pay for the school or something like that because they don't have kids, or they have a kid and they want to educate them privately or whatever it is they want to do, they should just simply be able to opt out. That's all I think.
Right, but in the here and now, Mark, here's the thing. Let's say if I was to just stand up and walk away from my job, you know, right now.
I don't want you to.
The odds are good. The odds are good that a complete statist or someone who just doesn't care,
agreed,
who would think nothing of another human being, and this is a conversation that my wife and I have had every now and then, and I just think about other cops or other feds that I know, and I think of the ones that I think are very good people, and then there's some that I think are just average, or they, you know, don't care, or some of them aren't really good people, and I just think what the difference would be if all those good ones were to get up and walk away right now.
Yep, I agree.
I 100%
agree. And I will never tell a police officer that has you know, some awareness about the ideas of liberty that I think that they need to quit their job because it's an immoral occupation.
I don't think I've ever said that.
I don't think...
No, I wasn't insinuating right. that. I was just kind of saying how the difference, how, let me think of a way to explain this, it's kind of hard. But if you step out of line too much, it won't be tolerated. Like, the same tactics and things that, say, you three would be afraid of as far as what the police would do, government workers are in that same boat, too. It's in a certain context. It's not like it's all one big, giant club, you know?
No, absolutely. I 100% understand.
So what's it going to take to get, like, I agree with you guys, that the good cops, I'd rather have good cops, or cops at least that understand some aspects of liberty working rather than a bunch of sadists, no doubt about it, but I'd also rather have them working in New Hampshire. So what's the chance that you're going to get a transfer to the Keene Police Department or Nashua or something else like that?
Ian, but I can tell you, I used to drive through Keene before I think you guys knew where Keene was.
Probably
back
sure.
In the 90s. So.
Well, thanks for anything else you want to share tonight? Jared, anything else you want to share?
Not really. I'm just curious. I haven't heard from Scott the Bigot in a while. I was wondering if he's still in his bound basement or not.
I don't know, and I really don't care if I find out.
Oh, but, I'm sure you don't.
Hey, thanks, Jared. Appreciate hearing from you. Don't hesitate to call if you want to give a law enforcement perspective on whatever you want. Thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE, SACL, CAI, toll-free line. You know, the shame is, of all this, about law enforcement officers and the fear, is that these guys are supposed to be really brave, right? Like, you know, they're going to go chase down a criminal who could possibly kill them in some instances. There's no doubt they're very fearless in a lot of ways. But of consequences from their own boss, they will be petrified.
Well, physical courage is different than sort of, you know, psychological or emotional courage. Or whatever. I mean, it's inculcated in these types of jobs, whether it's military, police, fire department, those kind of things. You do what you are told.
Right.
You don't break the chain of command. If you do that, you are out of here. And frankly, the people that are going to be handing down the discipline to the people who might have done, you know, whatever was wrong that might be reported outside of the chain of command are people that believe in the chain of command. So you've got this real difficulty in stepping out. And it's one of those things that breeds corruption. It breeds it from the top down.
Right, and it's sort of the law enforcement is very close, not the same, obviously, but very close to the military in the structure and the way it works. Whenever an institution, you know, deals with violence like that, it has a certain structure to it because violence is such a, you know, it's such a potent tool
Yeah. And the idea is to control it, right?
Well, yeah, but at the same time, you know that those individuals that are working, you know, by your side, you know, should you do the wrong thing or should you enter into a paradigm where they see you as the enemy, they won't, you know, that violence is what they do, and maybe it isn't direct physical violence that they do, but maybe they harass you or you know, make your life miserable or uncomfortable.
And it's very team-oriented, too, at the same time. I mean,
exactly.
We're,
that's why
we're on the team together. We've got to watch each other's backs. If we don't watch each other's backs, who will? You know, you've got that mentality as prevalent.
Like a lot of the soldiers who talk about, you know, their Iraq and Afghanistan experience.
And they, you're a vet.
Well, yeah. I didn't. Fortunately, I didn't have to go to either of those places. But anyway, they usually don't speak out against what's going on until they've already come back
after the fact, yeah.
Because they don't, you know, they don't want any other excuse for that one, you know, that one guy in their unit who's just such a jingoistic nationalist that you know, as soon as someone says the wrong thing, there's oops, sorry, friendly fire. I guess it happens.
Yeah. I mean, I've literally been.
Pat Tillman's just the most notable example of it.
I've been online talking to these, you know, one of these jingoistic vets who called me a traitor two or three times every single post. I mean, that's how he felt. What do you think he would have felt like if I had been talking about smaller or smaller government or more freedom in a particular area, and he had been in my unit? He'd have fragged me the first chance he got.
Maybe so.
I mean, you know, I don't deserve to wear the uniform as far as this guy's concerned. He's serving God and country by putting a bullet in my head.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from. There's some scary people working for the state, and it's just, all I'm saying is it's sad. That's all. I'm not blaming anybody. I don't blame Jared for wanting to keep his job. I mean, there's some sad reason.
This is the situation, yes.
Right. He feels like he can make a difference by using discretion, and I believe he can. I mean, he's probably let some college students go or whoever, you know, people he's pulled over, found with a bag of pot, and not written
frankly,
them up.
Frankly, I don't care whether they're in college or not. I don't consider marijuana a good reason to lock anybody up.
Oh, I was just giving an example. I mean, college students are probably more likely than the average driver to have some marijuana on them. Just speculation there. But, you know, just give an example of one instance of how discretion can be used. So I appreciate that he's doing that.
The
I
one
think
thing about college
there.
Students is when one uses them as an example in that circumstance, the suggestion is that they're working hard in order to better their lives and that they're maybe using some marijuana or whatever. So why ruin their life and these better goals that they have? Whereas somebody might say, oh, well, you know, some brothers in a car, you know, who cares if you get them locked up over it because they don't have any a better
Did
life.
Did it sound like I was suggesting something
I'm
like
just,
that?
I'm not saying
I was just giving an example of what some cop could do with discretion. 855-450-FREE, SACL CAI, toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. Hour number two is on the way. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Class, if you had over 1,000 hotels, plus hundreds of discounts on dining, shopping, entertainment, and more, what do you get?
America's Best Value Inns. When you join our free value club with instant rewards, you get a 15% room discount, upgrade, and late checkout when available. Now that adds up to comfort and a great value, doesn't it? Sign up at AmericasBestValueInn.com.
With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Class dismissed.